The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, May the 3rd, 2025 at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled House Where Nobody Lives. And the time is 8:16 a.m. here in London, making it, 3:16 on the East Coast of America and 16 minutes past midnight on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. And today's show title relates to my mum's house, which, as you know, has been left empty since she moved into a care home. The way I feel when I stay there one night a week to finish separating the junk from what we can donate to her chosen charity is best expressed in this Tom Waits song of the same name, from which I quote as follows. So if you find someone, someone to have, someone to hold, don't trade it for silver, oh, don't trade it for gold. Because I have all of life's treasures and they're fine and they're good. They remind me that houses are just made of wood. What makes a house grand, oh, it ain't the roof or the doors. If there's love in a house, it's a palace for sure. But without love, it ain't nothing but a house. A house where nobody lives. But without love, it ain't nothing but a house. A house where nobody lives. And I will be including a link to this song on YouTube, which you can find in the post for this show at achshow.com. And by the way, I have £35 in the kitty, which means I only need another £15 for another bonus show. So if you want to be part of that, the donate button is at the top of my website, achshow.com, and the rest is up to you. Okay, so here's what I found of interest in the news since Monday's bonus show. So let me just go over to my saved bookmarks over here and start off with, well, it turns out there's been a review undertaken for the NHS by someone called Baroness Cass. And what they're going to do is all children that are, that believe, so all children that believe their self-belief, should we say, all children that believe they are transgender are going to be tested for autism by the NHS. And that is because it said that as part of the review, where are we? I think I've gone past that bit, so I'm going to go back up again. It's very difficult to try and keep up with all this. The CAS review found that mental health conditions were significantly more likely to appear in children who say they have gender dysphoria. So there you go. What else have I got? Right, I mentioned this guy before. Now, before I tell you this story again, because it's an update, we'll find what happened to him. Consider that there are people who got 2-3 year jail sentences for protesting the murder of 3 toddlers in the UK. Okay, they said things online. It literally was like that. Oh, well, what they said might have caused this to happen. Well, here's something that actually did happen. but the guy hasn't gone to jail at all. Now, we've got a health secretary here called Wes Streeting. He's got an aide called Samuel Gould. And he was seen masturbating in his car by a 13-year-old girl. Okay? Now, not only that, but he then followed the girl who hid and she tried to get help from nearby flats. And he was also seen masturbating in his car on a separate date by a woman. So, you know, quite serious, exposing yourself in public, carrying out sort of sexual act in public, also to a child, and then following the child. He was sentenced to 22 weeks imprisonment, suspended for 2 years. So no, he won't go to jail for doing that. But someone who says something that, oh, well, it might have caused this to happen, it might have caused that. No, they overreacted. Or if it was free speech, they would have been allowed to say what they said. But we don't have free speech in this country. So when people talk about two-tier care and two-tier justice, who do you think should be in jail? Someone masturbating in front of a child and then following her? Or somebody who said something online that certain people don't like? I think I know what justice is. Okay, let's move on to... In Singapore... They have quite a stiff justice for smokers. So there was a Chinese guy on holiday over there, and he was smoking in an area where you're not allowed to smoke. It's designated a no-smoking area. They'll be coming to your country soon, folks, because you know that they don't like cigarettes. For whatever reason, Dr. Lorraine Day could never understand it. She said, everything that's bad for you, the government tends to be behind. But they seem to be very anti-smoking, and she couldn't work that out because that was the red herring in the bunch. And so that's caused her to think there must be something in smoking that causes us some sort of benefit that they don't want us to have. Okay, but anyway, this Chinese guy thought that he'd offer the officer a bribe to not give him a fine. Unfortunately for him, that's resulted in the additional charges of bribing an officer that could result in him doing 5 years in jail in Singapore. So there you go. Okay, now there's an article I read in the Sun newspaper, and I'm going to give you the headline. Death down below, staggering moment tourist ziplines over valley, unaware of deadly terror attack, unfolding below as gunshots ring out. Now this is regarding the massacre in Kashmir a couple of weeks ago, in which a gunman killed 26 people. But while this was going on, there's this guy who's basically ziplining over it, and he's got a great big smile on his face and what have you, because he doesn't know what's going on below him. And he's even spoken out after it and said that he would have been killed himself if he weren't, you know, safely up in the air on the zipline. So he's there smiling into the camera, unaware that this massacre is going on beneath him. So this is one of the more bizarre stories that I would expect to see on something like oddity central.com. But again, I'll give you the headline if you want to have a look at this one, because there's videos in there, I believe, of him doing his zip line while it just looks like there's photos. Of course, if there's something graphic going on underneath, they're always going to censor that sort of thing. Although I don't know, there's a play button at the top. I've not really played it. So it's the Sun newspaper. Death down below, staggering moment, tourist ziplines over valley, unaware of deadly terror attack unfolding below as gunshots ring out. Okay, so the Spanish anti-tourism protests have continued. The protesters have hijacked a tourist bus this time and sprayed its occupants with water pistols, so nothing too violent, but it's obviously this growing sentiment over, not just in Spain, but there's been other countries as well, anti-tourism. And you have to wonder if this is being funded somehow, because we know these elites don't want us flying, while they rack up more and more miles on private jets as well, I hasten to add, every year. So again, it goes back to that that premise where, you know, it's a lot nicer for them to fly if only they can do it. In the same way, it's a lot nicer for them to eat a steak if they're the only ones that can do it. And it's this sort of greed mentality that these elites, these powers that should not be, are trying to seize right now and force the rest of us into a modern-day feudal system. I'm starting to wonder what the percentage is of female prison officers that don't try and have sexual relations with their inmates. Because every week I seem to come up with another story. We've got another woman here, 23 years old, and she's been charged with having sexual relationships with two inmates at the same time, and also smuggling drugs into the prison. I mentioned a few weeks ago there was some former prison governor or something, and he just came out and said it. You know, maybe it's time we didn't have female officers in men's prisons. And now that we've got that ruling on transgender over in the UK, maybe it will be a little bit simpler. So they can't say, oh, well, you know, there might be transgenders there or something. Well, I don't know. The whole thing gets very confusing. When enough of this is going on, you think some sort of action would be taken, wouldn't you? But then when we had all these grooming gangs go on, we didn't see any reaction to that, maybe we should look at immigration if we've got all this grooming going on. No, it's only gone up, which again begs the question, what is the government actually trying to do with immigration, and what is the government actually trying to do with female police officers? It may be very different to what you would consider common sense, folks. It just depends on what your aims are. Okay, there's a cardinal in the Catholic Church. His name is Gerhard Ludwig Müller, and he has said that the new Pope needs to oppose and stand up to the gay lobby. So I very much doubt that he's going to be one of the people in contention for the role. It's generally a few cardinals, isn't it, that are considered, and I'd be interesting to hear what fellow Catholics think of J.D. Vance these days, when you consider that just after he showed up, Easter Sunday became Weekend at Bernie's. Okay, so let's move on to smart meters. Now, what's happened here, I've been talking about smart meters for years in the UK. There's what's known as RTS technology, which is radio teleswitching system. And this relies on some sort of signal that is going to be turned off on June the 30th, which means that all these homes that have got this old electricity meter, which are more than 300,000 homes, so not people, homes, okay, they're going to face what could happen. It's not just that it could be cut off. It could be on all the time and they can't control it. So, you know, stuff like that. All sorts of weird things can happen. And so the energy companies have actually gone to the government and said, look, you know, maybe we need to have a delay on this. And the government have come back and said, no, we want this all done by the end of that time. So, again, you just see this. If something's pushed so aggressively, you know it's not in your interest. And, again, it's not necessary to transfer people over unless, you know, you just leave this signal on. It's been on for donkey's years. But, no, they want these people on a system that they can turn on and off the company rather than the individuals. And, you know, you hear these stories historically. If someone didn't pay their bill, they had their gas cut off, their electricity cut off. Well, I believe this isn't something that they can do remotely on these old meters. They have to go to the property and do that. So there's obviously a significant amount of people that the government want to be able to control via controlling whether they have for things like heat, for example, which is quite important to a lot of people in winter. And the use of things like smart meters is a way that they can then control them via private companies. And there you go. So, and it'll probably be the private company heard that they said something that they didn't like. It wasn't the government. Oh, no, because then we would, it might be in breach of law, you see. So you just say, oh, the private company, if they didn't like something that someone said, well, they're the private company. It's between them and their customer, in the same way that if a bakery baked a cake for a homosexual couple or refused to, you know, absolutely nothing happens to that baker, does it? No, nothing at all. You don't see him dragged through the courts because he's a private company, isn't he? And he can serve who he wants, can't he? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to talk about morals a lot on this show. And we've got a gang problem in the UK, but it's a girl gang problem with lots of so-called young women girls joining gangs which are exclusively female and committing violent crimes. And they're targeting old people, children and police. And it's not in areas you would think of, like, you know, big cities like London and stuff. We've got a little village in West Sussex that was held hostage by gangs of these feral girls. So it's happening in all these different places. And again, if you remove morals and you remove moral accountability and you start to, you know, claim that there's no difference between men and women. And, you know, when I was growing up, the boys and girls were, they'd participate in different sports. Okay? So you wouldn't have, well, and they would, you know, so for example, I had something called CDT, which was craft, design and technology. And it was really basically what was woodwork and you build things. And the girls would have needlework, stuff like that. Well, I don't imagine that exists anymore. All right. So when you get rid of these differences between the genders and stuff, then things like this are going to start to come in. And again, you wonder if it's by design. But I would take it a step back from that. And talking about morals, whether you believe in Christianity or not, you cannot argue that when your country had a stronger Christian base and morality, then this sort of behaviour, I'm sure things like this still went on, but it certainly wasn't as prevalent as it is today. So you really need to think about that. If you don't agree with Christianity, well, you need some sort of moral code that needs to be followed to stop these sorts of things happening. Okay. And finally, this is quite amusing, this one. In Kingston-upon-Thames, which is a place that I visit from time to time, although the last time I went there with Amanda, I said, I really don't want to go back. It's a trek to get over there. I have to get two trains from where I live. And then it was a packed train on the way back. Where we eat was crap, and I had to pay a lot for it. I said, I'm not going there again. There's not really a lot of other places left to eat. When you go to a place like Kingston, you really need to eat somewhere like a McDonald's or a chain, maybe a Nando's if you want to push the boat out. Because you need, if you eat in like a private type restaurant, you're going to be paying through the nose for it because it's an expensive area. So it's a KFC time or Burger King time, stuff like that. But we found what was like a nice restaurant, a Chinese buffet thing. And it's just been going downhill. And last time I went there, I was just having hardly anything because the meat was all tough and goodness knows what. But anyway, in Kingston is where my story, my final mainstream news story, comes to you from today. They were going to be opening a exhibition of cartoons entitled License to Offend. Okay? So I think you can guess what happened there. It was going to be happening at the Kingston Riverside Town Square co-working venue in Kingston upon Thames, Surrey. But the venue then asked them to take down the show after they did a private viewing. They were told that the work was too offensive. Apparently they have to deal with councils across the country and can't risk anyone getting offended or appearing too political. So here you've got an exhibition of cartoons entitled License to Offend. Pretty obvious what, you know, if you're of a sort of disposition that you might get offended by things, then it's very simple. You, oh, that's not for me. That's not the sort of thing I want to see. I get offended very easily, so I'm not going to go there. But no, that's not enough. You see? And this is where it all comes from. If you ban people from offending anybody, then people that don't want you to be talking about them can get protection about being talked about, can't they? Well, just ban everyone from saying things that anyone else doesn't like. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so now let's have a look at what is going on right now in the mainstream media. Just want to do one last quick check that that was my last article that I saved. Yes, indeed it was. Okay, so we'll go over to AP. News.com, Associated Press. Trump administration settles with Maine over free funding freeze after dispute over trans athletes. Oh, there's this military parade to celebrate the Army's 250th anniversary that's going to be held on Trump's birthday. And there's the picture of Trump pretending to be a weightlifter when he was talking about transgender weightlifters. Some of his impressions of people can be quite amusing. Okay, but apparently his wife didn't approve, something like that. Okay, BBC News, let's go over there. Excuse me, I'm just going to have a quick drink. Now, for any of you who listen to Dr. Patrick Slattery's show with Mark Collett every Monday, although sometimes it's on a Tuesday on republicbroadcasting.org. I download it the following day from republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Last Monday's show, Mark talked about the upcoming elections in the UK, and they were like council elections, and it didn't affect all of the UK. For example, my council wasn't up for any sort of election, so I didn't get any ballot paper. I don't vote anyway, because I've really gone down the line of there's satanic influence in every party, and I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in one thing, and that is Jesus Christ, and when he returns, it will go back to laws and the Bible. That's what I'm interested in. I'm not going to mess about looking for something else in the interim. Can't be bothered. But Mark Collett's predicted there would be a huge swing of councillors, council seats, control of councils as a whole even, to the Reform Party, which is headed up by Nigel Farage. And you'd be quite interested to see some of his thoughts on geopolitical matters. We'll just leave that there. And he ended up being proven right, because I have got the full results in for you now. So, Reform UK got 677 councillors, and that was an increase of 677, so it didn't have any before. Liberal Democrats, they got 370, which was a drop of 163. The Conservatives got 317, which is a drop of 676. So, you know, it could appear that all but one of the Reform UK councillors were as a result of former Conservative backers voting for Reform instead. Labour got 99, which was down 186, so that might not be the case, what I just said. Independents got 89, which was down 20, and the Green Party, which, as we know, are watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside, they got 80, which was an increase of 45. So that is the final full results. Well, I had a look at that earlier, and that contains everything that came in. I think Reform Party got a mayor as well, stuff like that. So let's scroll down and have a look at the top 10 articles on the BBC right now. Number 10, local elections 2025 in maps and charts. If you feel so inclined, you can look into it deeper than what I've just told you. Number 9, co-op cyber attack affects customer data, firm admits, after hackers contact BBC. The co-op is a supermarket in the UK. Number 8, teaching union launches legal action against Ofsted. Now, that is the official regulator for teaching in the UK. Number 7, Chris Mason, Fireworks for Reformers, Labour and Tories Right Election Postmortems. Number 6, Are There More Autistic People Now? Question mark. Well, you be the judge. Number 5, Prince Harry tells BBC he wants reconciliation with royal family. Number 4, Reform Revolution and Prince Harry Bombshell. That's obviously their What the Papers Say article for today. Number 3, Harry's emotional avalanche hits the royal family. Number 2, unparalleled snake anti-venom made from man bitten 200 times. And number 1, fear and loathing over van dwellers on Bristol's leafy streets. So I've seen a lot of this. This has been, I read about this in Glastonbury, you know, where the famous concert goes on every year. You know, you couldn't pay me to go to that, to be quite frank. I did visit Glastonbury once many years ago. Had some photos taken there, funnily enough, at Glastonbury Tor and what have you. Very peaceful place. But now, it's there's a lot of, you know, vans just turn up, park by the side of the road. You know, you can park there, it's not illegal, but these people are actually living in that van. So you imagine wherever you live, if you suddenly had a load of vans just parked up, there all the time, people just living out their van. I'm sure you'd prefer them not to be there, wouldn't you? Well, again, you always have to look at, why is it like that now when it never used to be? And there's always going to be someone behind it that is pulling the strings. Let's move on to the Daily Mail. Top story, Harry's shocking interview is a sad and sorry saga. Prince leaves royals reeling after saying father won't speak to him and he doesn't know how much longer he, that's King Charles, has left. So this cancer situation with King Charles, he's been going around, still attending all the sort of functions that you see him popping up in different places around the world and think, well, you know, sounds like he's got the cancer beat, but apparently that might not well be the case. Reform revolution that could change Britain. Labour in shock. Tories lose every council they defended and Farage in control of some of England's biggest authorities. So that's the Daily Mail's take on the remarkable reform wins in the recent local council elections. Let's go over to the independent media now, see what's going on over there. So, RT.com, have a look at that. 8 Western-supplied missiles shot down over Black Sea. That's the top story over there. Ukrainian drones have also struck apartment blocks in southern Russia. Let's move on to rents.com. Just wait for that to load up. Scroll down. The Yochi Shimatsu's got another featured article at the top. It's entitled Trump's Tariff Policy Offends the Rothschilds and Jeffrey Epstein's Crowd. There you go. And then we've got stories about the India-Pakistan situation. And it says, this takes us to Hosseini.substack.com. The headline is, regarding new JFK disclosures, State Department refuses to acknowledge Israel's nukes. Well, it always makes one laugh, doesn't it? Maybe laugh's the wrong word, when you hear Israel jumping up and down about Iran having this nuclear weapon, that nuclear weapon, when they have nuclear weapons, but for some reason, unlike other countries that have them, they don't have to have inspectors in to check them every 6 months. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Pakistan orders citizens have 2 months' food and water for war with India. And we also have widespread unrest in China over US tariff layoffs, unpaid wages, massive protests. So, yeah. You see, I was thinking about this earlier in the week. This could have been the plan all along. Now, David Icke, one of the things that he said was they were planning a war with China. Well, all the manufacturing I'm sure there's some manufacturing still in the United States, but think about it. I've said, my position is that you should manufacture all your own cars, everything that you can, that you have the resources to do, you should do yourself. All right, none of this Mercedes, people buying them all around the world, stuff like that. Everything should be produced by your own people in your own country, and that'd be good for the people as well, because they will have choices, you know. Some people might want to do needlework and make clothes. Some people might want to, you know, build tables with wood, like I was saying before. Some people might want to build cars. All these different things people could have the choice to do when they're at school. But they have very limited choices today, certainly when it comes to manufacturing in the West, because it all seems to be done by countries like China and India. And I would not be at all surprised that when America made their decision to deindustrialize, and people say, well, it was for the likes of these big companies to get cheap labor and stuff like that. Well, that might have been part of it. But it might have been another part that they wanted to have a war with them further down the line. And so they could do things like these tariffs further down the line. You just look at the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And nobody disputes that the attack took place. It's why it took place. And I understand it was some sort of dispute over rubber. And the Americans weren't, they were blocking Japan from getting that or other sorts of things that they needed for their war. So they attacked Pearl Harbor in retaliation. And people have alleged that the Americans put such pressure on them. They knew that would happen. So it was used as leverage to get them into the Second World War. Well, again, if you keep putting these tariffs on this country, and you can see now that you've got unrest in the streets, what's that? People rioting because the job that they were depending on, suddenly they haven't got it anymore because they can't produce the goods because the main country didn't want to buy them. Well, that's very similar to what got Japan into World War II, isn't it? So that could result in some sort of attack on the on America by China, and hey presto, you've got a war that you may have wanted all along, but you've got plausible deniability for it. That's how it works, in my opinion. Okay, so let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Elsis website, and he has got a show that I did with Dr. Peter Hammond at the top, the real story behind the assassination of Lawrence of Arabia. So I want to thank Mark for putting that up there. It's, I was quite pleased that Peter tackled that topic because I've been listening to the independent media for probably over 25 years now, the alternative media, whatever you want to call it. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody talking about the story of Lawrence of Arabia, or certainly talking about him being assassinated. So it was nice that Dr. Hammond was able to bring something completely fresh to a show. So that is there. And I may as well mention this now. I was going to mention it at the end. Peter's not going to be here this Tuesday or next Tuesday. He's got some things he's got to do, and I'm therefore doing some things I've got to do during that time as well. So there will be a traditional Christian message tomorrow, but this show will return next Saturday, unless, of course, you wish to donate, and I get at least £15 in, and in which case there will be a bonus show. If I get 65 or more, there'll be two. If I get 115 or more, there will be three, and so on and so forth. So there you go. Let's scroll down. He's got a lot of features on Lawrence of Arabia here as well. He's got the IMDb page of the film. It was a long film, 3 hours 47 minutes. It came out in 1962. And let's see what else is on this website. He's got a lot of nice little sections. He's got a meme of the day, which is a man with a television screen for a head, which says, maintain the illusion of choice. And I'm going to see here. There's an article by Beulah Mann on a Substack page called Israel's Nukes, which I just referred to. That's apparently only 3 minutes. It's probably a video. It's on Substack. You might want to check that. And there is a BitChute video that, of course, we won't be able to get here in the UK, called "Did the Israeli Embassy Order My Arrest?" This is by a journalist, I believe, based in the UK called Richard Medhurst. And again, if you go to... if you're looking for things to listen to, earthnewspaper.com, along with beforeitsnews.com, they will put up links that to videos, things like that, that you can listen to that some of the other news aggregate sites don't do. So it's a good place to go if you're looking for additional shows and what have you. There you go. Okay, so let's finish off with the Before It's News Top 10. So just wait for that to load up. Here it is. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. Okay, so number 10. Went up 3 hours ago, 112 people viewing. Juan O'Savin and David Nino Rodriguez. Emergency broadcast. Martial law declared in hundreds of US cities. Well, we didn't see that on the AP or anything, did we, just now? So maybe these people are more accurate. Not that I'm trusting the mainstream media folks, but if that had happened, I would imagine that that would be a headline given prominence. So, number 9, went up 12 hours ago, 125 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, urgent emergency, they were all executed at Gitmo. I mean, this guy says that every week, doesn't he? Number 8, went up 6 hours ago, 134 people viewing. New X22 financial, gold will make the new rules. The great transformation is happening. Number 7 went up 2 days ago, 135 people viewing. Alex Collier on Anunnaki DNA, reincarnation in the Bible, and the coming financial reset. Number 6 went up 5 hours ago, 144 people viewing. Juan O'Savin and Nino Rodriguez, emergency broadcast. I thought we just had one of those from them. Trump's first 100 days, martial law. Number 5 went up 2 days ago, 147 people viewing. New Steve Quayle. We are in a hot war now. Store shelves all over America could soon be empty. Number 4 went up 9 hours ago, 170 people viewing. No one is prepared for what's happening in Canada. Victor David Hansen. Number 3 went up 11 hours ago, 207 people viewing. Dead Sea Scrolls reveal Jesus' true plan for humanity. Number 2 went up 10 hours ago, 326 people viewing. Bombshell, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, now investigating. And number 1 went up 9 hours ago, 401 people viewing. Tulsi Gabbard drops bombshell on Trump during morning meeting. I know Dr. Patrick Slattery used to be a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard, so if he still is, I imagine he is heading over to beforeitsnews.com at this moment. I am heading out of here, so I want to thank all of you for joining me today, this Saturday, May the 3rd, 2025, for a show entitled House Where Nobody Lives. I'll be back with you this time next week, if not before, and until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.